Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From KMOX Sports.
The bases are loaded.
This is the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
Swinging along with the left.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm. Because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
He hits one deep to left field.
You bet!
That's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's a slammer!
This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
And a happy Wednesday evening. It is Sports Open Line on KMOX. Joe Pott with you tonight till 8 o'clock, and we've got lots to do here on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday. A good Wednesday, by the way. Cards had a nice, quick getaway game today. Dakota Hudson was outstanding. He was fantastic. We're going to talk plenty of baseball coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And so we'll talk a lot about what the Cardinals did, not just today, but the sweep of the San Diego Padres, which they completed this afternoon. They finished off that homestand with six wins. As a matter of fact, the split with the Blue Jays, two wins in that Brewers series, which they also split that four-game series. And then the three-game sweep of the Padres. So a nice homestand for the Birds. And now they're going to Chicago, and this could be a really interesting weekend. Five-game series with the Cubs coming up this weekend. But again, we'll talk all about that. We're going to spend most of the 7 o'clock hour, probably all the 7 o'clock hour, talking baseball tonight. And we've got lots of good guests as well as far as that goes. First up, we'll talk a little Blues here on Sports Open Line. We'll kind of wrap things up on the 2022 Blues season. We'll visit with Luke Korak of NHL.com coming up on the other side of our first break. So just about 6:15 or so. And then coming up in that 7 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Drew Silva of NBCSports.com. We'll talk to the former Cardinal Kyle McClellan. He's got a really cool project that he is doing. It'll be good to talk to Kyle. Used to talk to Kyle a lot. Used to talk to him a lot on the pregame shows. So we'll visit with Kyle McClellan as well coming up in that 7 o'clock hour. I want to get to something as well. I'll get it out there super quick right now, and I'll get into it a little bit more. But there was a poll recently of the most hated players in Major League Baseball. So I'd be curious to know what you think, who you believe was voted the most hated player in Major League Baseball. And I'm not going to tell you anymore. I'll tell you as we go along kind of how this all, how it was decided, what kind of method we used to decide these hated players. But you can text us if you'd like, 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. So text us. I just want to know a name. I just want to know who you think is the most hated player in Major League Baseball. And as I said, as we go along, I'll tell you a little bit more about how they picked this so-called hated, most hated player in Major League Baseball. But I want to see just right off the bat what you thought. I've already polled my producer extraordinaire, Matt Pajeski, behind the board and asked him what he thought. He got a couple of them, by the way. He picked off a couple of them right off the list. So I'd be interested to see what you thought. But on the other side of our first break, as I said, we'll talk a little Blues hockey. We'll wrap things up on this 21-22 season with Luke Korak of NHL.com. That's when we come back at Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night here on the home of Cardinal Baseball, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Two ways to listen to KMOX in your car. 98.7 in the city, 1120 AM further out. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Joe Pott back in on Sports Open Line here on a Wednesday night in St. Louis. And we're going to ship things around just a little bit tonight. Was planning to have Luke Korak right here, but we'll get to Luke Korak coming up. We are going to take some special news reports from CBS News coming down here during this hour. In fact, there's a couple of them coming during this hour. So we'll have those special news reports coming up here when they run. Unfortunately, there was a shooting today at a medical center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we're going to get the latest from CBS on that as we go along. Tell you a little bit about what the Cardinals did today. If you did not hear what the Cardinals did today, as I mentioned right off the top, Dakota Hudson had a great start this afternoon. And I say that because he really, it looked like it wasn't going to be a great start. And after the game, Oliver Marmol, the Cards manager, even acknowledged that the percentage of balls to strikes were not where they wanted it. So he gave up a run on a couple of hits in the first inning. Well, then he settled in to retire 18 straight batters, which got him through seven innings today, which is as long of a start as Dakota Hudson has had since the 2020 season. Of course, he missed most of last year with the injury. He had the great 2019 season, but he had a really nice start in 2020. It was on the road against Cincinnati, and then he comes back today and fires the seven innings. It was August 31st of 2020 against the Cincinnati Reds, but then he goes seven innings today. So a really nice start for him. The other really good thing, first of all, Paul Goldschmidt extended his hitting streak to 23 games. So he is happy to be playing as if it was May. Nolan Arenado is happy to be playing as if it is no longer May, because he had a down month, to say the least. He started this month with three hits, his first home run since May 18th, and he
drove in three runs today. So all good things, lots of good things coming out of Busch Stadium this afternoon as the Cardinals sweep away the San Diego Padres. I do promise there is more to come here as far as baseball talk. We're going to talk to Drew Silva, who's a St. Louisan and writes for NBCSports.com. We're going to talk to the former Cardinal Kyle McClellan, who's got a cool project that he has been working on. He's also getting set for fantasy camp coming up, I think, this week as well. So a lot of former Cardinals are in town this week as well. Kyle McClellan, of course, is a St. Louisan, so he's around. He's at a lot of games. I've seen him a few times this year, but as I said, he's got a cool project that I will let him tell you about when we get to him towards the top of the 7 o'clock hour as well. So we'll have plenty of baseball to come in the 7 o'clock hour. We will get to talk to Luke Korak of NHL.com, but as I said, we're going to take a couple of special reports here in the 6 o'clock hour regarding a shooting that is has happened in a medical center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it's unfortunate that we've got to be talking about this again so soon, but we are. And so that is what we'll do. We're going to send it away to CBS News and have that special report as it comes up right now.
CBS News special report. Breaking news this hour in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Police say multiple people have been shot in an incident in a medical building in that city. This is reporter Cal Day of CBS affiliate KOET in Tulsa.
My mom works at...
There are still police officers arriving, running hot with lights and siren. A number of firefighters have come in. Of course, they're first responders in medical situations, but primarily a police response. You know, this is exactly what they train for and all these mass casualty trainings that they do. We don't know that's what's happened here, but we do know this is exactly what they train for, a large-scale, very rapid search of an area like this after a report of an active shooter.
Police say the gunman has been killed, but there is no official word on the condition of the victims who were shot. One unconfirmed report says there are fatalities. Again, multiple people have been shot at a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The gunman has been killed. CBS News special report. I'm Steve Futterman.
Joe Pod back in St. Louis at KMOX. Of course, Sports Open Line continues here, and we will continue to update you on that breaking news situation from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Unfortunately, we've got more news coming out of Tulsa, and we will pass that along when we get those special reports from CBS tonight. So we'll take a break here coming up. On the other side of this break, we'll get to Luke Korak of NHL.com, and we'll put a little wrap on the 2021-2022 Blues season. Of course, ended on Friday with that goal with just 6 seconds left in the third period. The Colorado Avalanche moving on, and they put 8 on Edmonton last night as well. We will get a little bit into what Lou thinks as far as the rest of the playoffs are concerned, but mostly we'll wrap things up as far as what the Blues did and what this season was for your St. Louis Blues. So we'll do that when we come back. Luke Korak of NHL.com coming up. I'm Joe Pott at Sports Open Line here on Camo X.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Joe Pop back in on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday evening after a Cardinals win, and we're a couple days removed now from the Blues finishing off their season, falling in the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, of course, in the second round to the Colorado Avalanche. And I'm joined now by Lou Korak of NHL.com. And Lou, now that we are 4 days, 5 days removed from that, it's a tough loss. It was a disappointing way to lose. But are we at the point, I feel like we're at the point now that we can look back and kind of pick some of the good things, pick a lot of good things, frankly, out of this season?
Yeah, Joe, they took some steps forward, no doubt about it. I mean, after getting bounced in the first round the last 2 years, you were able to win a playoff round against a very game and a very good Minnesota Wild team that, you know, was one of those darling sleeper picks by a lot of people that could potentially come out of the Western Conference. And listen, when you have to go through Minnesota and Colorado in your first two rounds just to make it to the Final Four, that's a heck of a gauntlet to go through. And all things considered, yeah, it's a disappointment. Doug Armstrong said it best. I mean, only one team can win. So, you know, you're going to have 31 other teams out there that are going to feel the disappointment. So it's not bright for everybody. And certainly the St. Louis Blues don't take too kindly to not winning at all, considering they won it all 3 years ago. But all things considered, when you can take a step back and reflect, and the things that they went through injury-wise, COVID-wise earlier in the year to finish with 109 points, I would say they took some strides, but now this team's going to be hungrier moving forward to go even further than that next year.
I look at some of the things. One of the best offenses in the NHL this year, one of the best offenses the Blues have had. They had 9 20-goal scores. Obviously improved special teams. I mean, those have to be the kind of things that you look back and you hang your hat on for this kind of year, right?
Well, 100%. I mean, there's not too many teams out there that can make the claim, like you said, with the special teams. They were the only team, if I'm not mistaken, and I know towards the end of the year they were, and I don't believe that changed, where they were the only team that were in the top five in both power play efficiency and penalty kill efficiency, which is a pretty good feather in their cap. Again, all things considered, with some of the guys that they were missing, you implement a guy like Nick Leddy late into the lineup and on your roster, acquiring him at the trade deadline, which wound up being a very nice move for this team, because, you know, Doug Armstrong noted it, their winning percentage shot up tremendously once they got him, and he was a big help on this team, and he certainly helped in those areas. And, but yeah, you know, you finish with 109 points, and you're still third in your division, which tells you how good the Central Division was this year. Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot, like you said earlier, there's a lot of things that they did do good, but ultimately, in the end, in their eyes, it's not good enough. So now you go into an offseason to try to make improvements and take those necessary strides to get to where you were 3 years ago again.
So yesterday, some exit interviews, you get to hear from Doug Armstrong, Craig Berube, several of the players. Did anything major, any big surprises come out of those exit interviews yesterday?
I wouldn't say anything major. The only thing that probably I would say stood out to me was the fact that Doug Armstrong was very adamant about keeping as many of these players as he could together, which it's going to be, I don't want to say next to impossible.
Special report. Tulsa, Oklahoma police respond to a shooting at a medical building and say they are treating it as a catastrophic situation. Tulsa police are confirming on Twitter that 4 people have died, including the shooter. St. Francis Health System locked down its campus because of the situation at the Natalie Medical Building, which houses an outpatient surgery center and a breast health center. Emery Bryan of KOTV-TV.
There are still police officers arriving, running hot with lights and siren. number of firefighters have come in. Of course, they're first responders in medical situations, but primarily a police response. You know, this is exactly what they train for in all these mass casualty trainings that they do. We don't know that's what's happened here, but we do know this is exactly what they train for, a large-scale, very rapid search of an area like this after a report of an active shooter.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You know, he's going to do everything he can to keep this core group together, which, you know, I think is important to note here that they're going to continue to go with the group that they had. And that just tells me they still believe that this championship window is still open. Now, granted, you got Ryan O'Reilly, Vladimir Tarasenko, guys that are going into their contract years. That's something you're going to have to look at, not necessarily maybe now, as Doug Armstrong said, but down the road, what do you do with those guys? Do you try to commit to them long-term? Is Tarasenko a guy that's going to stay here long-term? Is he going to want to stay here long-term? You've got some unrestricted free agents you're going to have to address. I noted Nick Leddy earlier. David Perron, I think that one is eventually going to get done, because both sides want to see this get done. So I don't see that one being an issue. And to me, the biggest one is Ville Husso. Do you want to commit to he and Jordan Binnington again as your tandem? And if you do, you're going to have to pony up some more money to keep Ville Husso, because, you know, all things considered, he had a very good regular season. Maybe not so much. He was in a tough situation getting put in again in the playoffs after starting it. Maybe didn't put up the numbers that he did in the regular season, but he's certainly going to get himself a raise. And you can't blame him if he's going to be a guy that's going to want to test the free agent market, because there's going to be teams out there looking for a starting goalie. And if you happen to lose him, that's going to be an area you're going to have to address.
And Doug Armstrong said that as much, right? We want to do whatever we can to have you here, but understand that if you can do better, we understand that. And the other part of that is, did we not see this? Switch the names up, Jake Allen, Jordan Binnington. This was a few years ago, almost the same situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
So similar.
I mean, I don't want to call, you know, the goalie position a revolving door, but it almost is. I mean, there's just so much turnover. And once teams are able to find two viable goalies, which is very hard in this day and age to be able to keep, other teams are going to notice that. And, you know, teams that are looking for an actual starting goalie, and there's going to be a number of them out there, he's going to be one of the hotter commodities out there as far as that's concerned. So especially guys that are going to become free agents, and you know they're going to get a pay raise, and that's going to affect your salary cap. And we know it's going to be $82.5 million, and it's just all going to be dependent on what the St. Louis Blues are going to have to work with. They're always a cap ceiling team, so it always makes that challenge a little more difficult. You can't keep everybody in today's day and age, but Doug Armstrong certainly made the case that he's going to do his best to try to keep this core together.
Luke Korak with us of NHL.com, talking a little bit, wrapping things up here on the Blues 21-22 season. You did talk about David Perron, and that was one of those, obviously, down the stretch of the regular season and through the playoffs, talking about, you know, whether or not that was going to be possible. But Doug Armstrong was pretty open about the fact that they really do want to do anything they can to keep him here. And obviously, it sure seems like Perron wants to be here.
Yeah, Joe, this is one of those where, and I understand that he's on his third tour of duty with the Blues.
Right.
And believe it or not, every contract that he has signed in his career has been signed by the St. Louis Blues. Now, he's gone on to other places, which sounds crazy, but this is home to him. And he's, you know, he hasn't hidden his feelings regarding that at all. And he wants to stay here. The team sounds like they're very interested in keeping him as part of this group. They were very happy with his play this year. And I'll be honest with you, Joe, and I've covered St. Louis professional athletes for quite a long time. And if you can name anybody out there that has aged and continued to get better in their career like David Perron has, I'd sure like to hear it. I'm sure there's some Cardinals out there, or maybe somebody that I'm missing here, but this guy just continues to get better with age. He just turned 34 years old. He's not going to ask for the moon and the stars here, you know, but he's going to, he's going to want to get himself a nice secure contract to where it probably takes him where he's going to say, okay, I'm getting near the end of my career here. And I'm sure he'd like to finish his career here. And, you know, I'm a little surprised that this didn't get done earlier in the year, but it sure sounds like to me, it's not a question of if, more of a question of when it gets done.
And Callie Rosen signed a 2-year, two-way contract earlier today. As a matter of fact, what was, you know, why that one first, or why was that one so easy to complete?
I just think that, you know, what he gave them is, you know, just to solidify the depth, not only here, and as it turned out, he wound up playing some important roles for this team when, you know, they had to deal with some injuries here in the playoffs. And I think they liked what they got from him. He appreciates the opportunity that they gave him. And it's probably one of those where, you know, the player didn't see the need to maybe go out and explore the market again. You know, sometimes you get players that are comfortable and familiar with their surroundings and like what they see, feel like it's a good fit for them. And you just consummate it and get it done. And I think the Blues appreciate the depth that he does provide. Is he going to be one of those guys that is in your top seven at the start of next year? Probably not, but it's a nice insurance policy to have, to know that you have some veteran experience there that can step in when an injury occurs. And in this day and age and in this game, it's almost rare that, you know, you're able to, at a certain position, go through an entire season without dealing with some kind of an injury. And he's a good player to have there in case somebody has to come out of the lineup.
You touched on Vladimir Tarasenko, and of course, at this point last year, all we were hearing was he wanted to be moved, he wanted to be traded, he was unhappy. He gets healthy. He has an outstanding year, 82 points out of Vladdy this year, and obviously we heard less and less as the season went on. Are things better? Was that just put off till now this offseason? What do you believe, and what do you hear about Vladimir Tarasenko?
I think the best way to characterize it is I think it's open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do I believe some of the fences have been mended? Yes, I do. And I think that all boils down to not only the organization and the player, things were successful on both sides. That's the key to me. And now having the kind of year that he had and knowing this has been home for him, I think that helps alleviate some of those feelings. Now, are they completely gone? I can't speak for Tarasenko, but I would like to think that maybe the feelings aren't as strong as they were last year. Now, like I said before, this is a guy going into a contract year. If somebody calls the Blues right now about Vladimir Tarasenko, I think it would be foolish for Doug Armstrong not to listen. I think he would listen. And if something does make sense, he's one of those guys that's, you know, if he feels like it's going to be for the betterment of the hockey club, he'll certainly entertain it. But he told us yesterday that he's not worried about Tarasenko going into next year. He made that perfectly clear last year. He's under contract. We fully expect him to come in, be ready to play, and to perform at a high level, which he did. If they have to go into the next season under that same scenario, I think it's a little more riskier to do that, knowing that you can lose him for nothing the following summer. But I don't think Doug Armstrong's necessarily too concerned with that, all things considered. He knows now that he made the right decision in hanging on to him last year when, think about it, the Seattle Kraken could have had him for nothing, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He was exposed in the expansion draft.
Right.
Now, I don't know many teams that looking back now and say, man, we missed out on a 30-plus goal guy at 80-plus point season. That's a little hard to swallow. If there is a trade proposition that would come out this summer for Tarasenko, I think the Blues have strengthened their cards now, knowing that they can deal from a strength of position, knowing that the player certainly solidified not only himself but the organization as a whole.
As we wrap up here with Lou Korak, is Colorado coming out of this, or is there somebody else you like among the final four here?
I'll tell you what, I still like Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's the easy pick to make here, but man, they're finding their mojo again. And think about it. They just swept the Florida Panthers, a team that averaged over four goals a game, which is crazy to think, through an 82-game regular season, swept them arguably without their best two-way forward in Braden Point. That just tells you how deep that is. And when you have the best goalie in the world, that's a great place to start. I mean, Andre Vasilevsky, to me, it all starts and stops there. When you get goaltending, you have a chance to win. I'm fascinated by that series because you have probably two of the best goalies going out there. What you saw last night, that reminded me of the old 80s. Man, I mean, it's almost like you're playing a game of next goal wins. That's how crazy that series is going to be. That Colorado-Edmonton series, it may shatter and break all records for most goals in a series. The way they started last night, I wouldn't be surprised if that continues because, to me, you have so much top-end talent out there, and the goaltending may be a little bit suspect. I'm sticking with Tampa because they've been there, and they've done that, and they seem to be hungry again.
Another ring for Patty Maroon.
Can you imagine?
Right.
The guy has won, been a part of 14 straight winning series. That's crazy when you think about it. It is. I mean, and if he can pull this off, it's going to be 15 and 16. I mean, it's almost unheard of in today's day and age, but there's something about him, man. He brings an aura to a locker room. He certainly brought it here 3 years ago, and his magic has rubbed off on that Lightning locker room too. It'd be great to see because, you know, he's one of ours, and you like to see the athletes of St. Louis succeed.
You got it. Well, I appreciate the time tonight, Lou. I hope you get some downtime in this off season, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right, Joe. Thanks for having me.
There you go. That's Lou Korak from NHL.com. I'm Joe Pott. Sports Open Line continues after this on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
Swinging along with the left. That's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
You bet!
This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We're back in here on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday. As I mentioned, things are shuffling around just a little bit because we are taking some special reports from CBS tonight. We'll have another one of those coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I asked earlier about the most hated player in Major League Baseball. I'm seeing some texts, and some of you are right on, by the way. I'll explain a little bit more here as we go along. So here's how this was decided, and I'll give you the results here in our next hour because we're going to do all baseball in our next hour anyway. But here's how this was decided. It was actually picked by negative tweets. So they picked things like, I hate so-and-so, or so-and-so is the worst. Those are how they have decided. But I'm telling you, some of you are right. You're naming people on this list. That is the most hated players in Major League Baseball. And it was a study done by, Bet Online. And they've been tracking these tweets since April 7th, which, of course, was opening day. So, and that's all I'm going to tell you, because I'm not going to tell you yet where to find the full article, because then you're just going to cheat and you're going to find out who the most hated player is. And you're going to text me and you're going to think that you were right. And you might be right, but I don't want you to cheat first. So I'll tell you where you can find it after we reveal the most hated player according to these negative tweets. And that's all come since opening day, as I said. We're going to get to a CBS News special report here coming up in just a second or two. And we'll continue with things here in the 6 o'clock hour. The 7 o'clock hour is going to be all baseball as well. So I appreciate you being flexible with us tonight as we cover this news and make sure we're getting you all the current information. We go now to that special report from CBS News.
CBS News Special Report. Officials in Tulsa, Oklahoma say four people have been killed, including the gunman, following a shooting at a Tulsa hospital, St. Francis Hospital. There are reports the gunman took his life. There are also reports of one other person being wounded. Reporter Mackenzie Gladney of CBS TV affiliate KOTV is at the scene.
And we've got people just sitting in their cars on their phones, looking, worried, calling, asking first responders, going up, asking questions. People just want to know, what's going on? Is everybody safe?
This man has spoken with a friend who is actually inside the hospital.
It sounds like he's not being able to leave right now. So we're hoping he could get out here pretty soon.
But you know, he's okay.
Be safe. Yeah, he is safe right now. So we're just praying that he stays that way.
The shooting took place in the Natalie building, which houses an outpatient surgery center and a breast health center. Again, four people dead in Tulsa, Oklahoma, after a shooting at a hospital. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Futterman.
Joe Pott back here on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. Big Al was going to join us. He was going to let us know what his prediction was for the NHL, the Final Four series. I do know he also did send us a text that he said that Vladimir Tarasenko stays because of Buchnevich. That is in his opinion. So I think that it will be an interesting development. I think that'll be something interesting to follow, only because it just seemed to be going the wrong direction at this point last year, that Vladimir Tarasenko was so hung up on, and hung up maybe is the wrong word, but he was so adamant about wanting to be somewhere else, wanting to be traded, wanting to be dealt. And, you know, pretty much Doug Armstrong said, hey, he is under contract. We expect him to honor that contract and be here and perform for us. And perform for us he did, without a doubt. The 82 points this year, a career best for Vladimir Tarasenko, 34 goals, 48 assists. He was fantastic. Now, I had Andy Strickland on a couple of weeks ago talking about the same thing, and he mentioned that Buchnevich was a big reason. And part of that was just to kind of, ease the mental strain, or ease, what might be weighing on Tarasenko's mind. And he said flat out, don't discount the fact that Pavel Buchnevich is here and that has helped Vladimir Tarasenko feel comfortable. If you heard when we just talked to Luke Korak, he said it not just the player having success, but the team having success as well. So the fact that Vladimir Tarasenko was a big part of what the Blues were doing, of course, down the stretch and winning that, he was a huge part of that first round series win against Minnesota. So that was his reasons as to why he thought that Vladimir Tarasenko was going to stay here in St. Louis. But I do think that'll be interesting to watch, and we definitely know that, it's certainly nothing personal when it comes to what players are dealt, kept, et cetera, when it comes to Doug Armstrong. He has proven that he is a businessman first, and what is best for this organization, what is best for the St. Louis Blues, is what he makes his decision on. And so I think that Luke Korak was right on when he said that, you know, the Blues kind of dealing from a position of strength there, that if something comes up and if it's a good enough deal for the Blues, there is absolutely zero reason for Doug Armstrong to back away from that and back away from a deal that might be best for the Blues if it means dealing Vladimir Tarasenko. So we'll keep our eyes on that as we go along here in the offseason. I'm sure we'll talk to Luke Korak again as we go along here through the offseason. We are going to go full baseball mode in the 7 o'clock hour tonight. We'll have the strike zone. We'll visit with Drew Silva, who is a St. Louis native, and he is a writer for NBCSports.com. He's their head baseball writer, I guess. It's Lee. I lost his title now, but he'll be joining us as well. Big Al, I can go to Big Al if Big Al can be very quick. Big Al, how quick can you be?
Ask my girlfriend. What's going on, buddy?
How are you, Big Al?
Great, buddy. I'm proud of you. I don't know how you wormed your way into this deal, but I told Pat Maroon when we signed him to go to the net, drop anchor. We have a banner in 10 years. If the net was in the corner, we'd have 3 Stanley Cups. He took my advice, and now here we are. Go Lightning.
All right, fair enough. That's there you go. Big Al has spoken. Go Lightning, he says. That's going to be a fourth ring in 4 years for Pat Maroon, if the Lightning do finish it. So that's crazy to think about, that this our man from Oakville is gonna perhaps, or certainly has the chance to raise the Stanley Cup again, and it would be 15-16. That's what Luke Korak was saying as far as series one in a row for Pat Maroon, for a Pat Maroon team in the playoffs, which is just a crazy run of success and a crazy string that he would be part of there if that's the case, if the Tampa Bay Lightning are to win another Stanley Cup, the organization's third in a row, but it would be Pat Maroon's fourth in a row. So all baseball coming up here in the next hour. We will talk about the Cardinals. We told you already the Cardinals played great this afternoon. Dakota Hudson was great this afternoon. Nolan Arenado is playing much more like Nolan Arenado was playing in the month of April. So put May behind us, and Nolan Arenado hopefully feels that way as well. He homered again. He hit his 10th of the year, and he drove in three. Paul Goldschmidt extended his hitting streak. I'm going to talk to Drew Silva not just about the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm going to talk to him a little about, the National League Central Division, some of the other division races as well in Major League Baseball. So we'll do all of that coming up. We'll also talk to Kyle MacLellan, the former Cardinal, and talk about his project that he has working, and we'll let him kind of tell you about that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Cardinals Fantasy Camp as well, which is going on this week here in St. Louis, and Kyle MacLellan is a big part of that as well. So lots of baseball when we come back here on Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. Joe Pott with you here on Camo X. We're coming back for hour number two after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.